Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
J.J. Watt, Russell Wilson, I mean, those are voices that can't be easily dismissed in this, but they feel like the finish line's in sight. You know, I've texted with McManus a few times about it, you know, and he's stressed to them to kind of step back at a couple of different occasions to get to where they want to go. The issue would be, you know, the long-term health care is part of it, but if you're having superstars talking about a labor deal that have already made money. And so the rank and file, that's like in baseball. The key of baseball labor is the rank. Those rank and file guys stay together. They have unity. Football, I don't know how that's going to play out, but I do think they're so far along that eventually a deal gets done in the next week or so.
Troy, Broncos had official visits with 6 wide receivers, 5 offensive linemen, 1 running back. What's your take on that ratio of interviews? What does that mean?
Well, I think you guys are right. They've got parallel tracks here. They need playmakers. Vic Fangio told us that on Tuesday. John Elway reiterated that. They need to be more aggressive offensively. I'll give you this stat. Kansas City last year had 19 touchdowns of 20-plus yards. The Broncos had 5. If you want to talk about why, part of the reason the Chiefs have beaten the Broncos 9 straight times and outscored them 53-9 last year, they're just way more explosive offensively. At some point, the Broncos have to address that and can't keep, you know, hoping a project here and a project there will figure it out. So they are really on receivers in the draft. But as you mentioned, free agency could come. You could go after a guy like Amari Cooper, perhaps. And then you're saying we don't need a receiver at the first. We can get Rager from TCU in the second, and we'll take a tackle in the first. So they're taking the approach that I think is smart, trying to prepare for both scenarios. But you can't get past the idea they need a playmaker. To take a tackle, for me, sets them up for 2021, where they absolutely are going to need a tackle, a starting tackle. But that doesn't necessarily help them next season.
Troy, the best possible backup quarterback for the Denver Broncos is who and why?
Well, you guys said it. Mariota would be right. I've talked to sources who just say Denver's not on his radar because he wants a chance to go into camp and compete for a starting job. You know, like Chicago, would that work maybe? Mm. You know, I know they say they have faith in Trubisky, but I've been told by people who know Mariota that he would want to go in where he has at least a puncher's chance to win the job in camp. That would not be the case with the Broncos. But he would profile, especially as Tyler described, where you bring him in as like a secret weapon, doing odd stuff that a team couldn't prepare for during the week. But, you know, after that, it's not a great list. Let's be honest. And that's why I think Vic Fangio couched it and said, hey, Brandon Allen or Rippon might work. You know, I'm not excited to Case Keenum at all. He didn't connect in the locker room with the players, like, at all. I mean, it just didn't work. So to bring him back into it just because Shermer's here, it doesn't change the fact that a lot of the same players are still here. Okay. I know the success he had in it. It just didn't work here on a number of levels. So while Keenum, if you didn't know and just saw the stats, yeah, I'd rather have Chase Daniel than Case Keenum, frankly, at this point.
It is funny that I think Fangio would be fine with Brandon Allen, to be honest with you. But I think that might rub Elway the wrong way. I think Elway may have a different concept. Who do you think wins in a conversation like that, Fangio or Elway these days?
Yeah, I mean, Fangio's winning more of them. There's no doubt.
No kidding.
Pointed that out,
right,
D-Mac.
Right.
Yeah, he's winning more of them. I think a backup quarterback, that I don't think that's one John would fight over if Vic said Brandon Allen could be the guy if it meant more money elsewhere on the roster. You know, if it was a backup quarterback that you would need to start or was going to compete for the starting job, I absolutely think that's Elway's decision. And ultimately, I still say, you know, John's making most of the decisions, but he's listening to Vic on a lot of it, whether it's how their approach to the combine, their approach to the roster. Mm-hmm. He respects Vic in a way that's very similar. I sat next to Jack Elway in the press box for a number of years back in the day. His relationship with Vic, it reminds me of, it's shades of his relationship with his dad, the way he respects his football knowledge. So that's why I think you're seeing some of this change of him listening to Vic. And it's not acquiescing as much as just kind of listening to it and go, okay.
You know, it's funny. They're both actually basically the same age. But you would, isn't that weird to think that Fangio and Elway really are very close to the same age?
But not that weird.
They're 6-7 years apart, right? Like,
I thought it was closer than that. I'll look it up, but
I think Vic's, 62-3, and John's in his mid-50s. But you're right.
I don't think so. I think John's in his 60s, dude.
Is he 60 now? Gosh.
John's 59. How old's Vic? Yeah. John's 59. Vic's 62?
Early 60s.
Wow. Vic's 61. They're only 2 years apart. But I agree with you.
That is weird. He sees him. I mean, it's weird because he sees him in a way that's more, I don't want to say fatherly, that's not the right term, but he sees him in a way that he is older. Maybe it's because of his 40 years of gravitas of coaching gives him more of that elderly mentality that John gravitates to, that he sees in his dad's mentality, maybe not the age, but his dad's mentality toward football.
Okay.
Troy, when you were out in Indy, did you get a vibe for any teams in the top 10 that legitimately want to trade back, not just open for business, but want to trade back?
Giants and Lions are two teams that are definitely looking to move around. If the Lions, for reasons that make no sense, stay completely committed to Matt Stafford, I get it for Patricia because he's basically going to get fired after this year anyway, so he doesn't want to try to break in a rookie quarterback. But the Lions and Giants, you've got to watch for it because they would be teams where people would move up to get a quarterback. I think Tua is going to go anywhere between 3 and 5. That the medicals are he's going to ease concerns enough to where he's going to go there. You ask about that. Burrow's the one, how he doesn't totally commit to Cincinnati. Like, he's not saying he doesn't want to go there, but he's not really saying he does, other than he wants to be the number one overall pick. I love the vibe I got from him. Ask him a couple questions. Man, is he confident, but in a good way because of his knowledge. The Giants and Lions are teams to keep an eye on in terms of would they move out to allow a team to move in to take a quarterback.
All right, Troy, great stuff. Welcome back. Most interesting thing about the combine that had nothing to do with football this year was what?
That had nothing to do with football?
Nothing to do with football. Most interesting thing about the combine for you this year?
It's just how it's changing from it's taking, you'll appreciate this, it's more of this baseball mentality with the year that they were going through the recession in Vegas and nobody was out in the open. Like the drinking it's always been considered kind of probably this drunken fest and a big party and reunion.
Yes.
It's starting to tilt away from that.
Interesting.
To more of, like, I don't want to say sabermetrics, but it's starting to tilt more toward a business and a programming event than the reunion of all the coaches to enjoy.
Mm.
I just sense that it's not as fun as it was even 5-6 years ago.
Okay, that is interesting. Good stuff, Troy. We always appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Troy.
Got it, see ya.
Troy Rank brought to you by Tranny Law. Yeah, the Broncos and the Rams. Turning down the fun meter for everybody.
Fangio started it all.
Yeah, Fangio just turned off the music for the entire NFL.
The day the music died.
By the way, who's the most interesting guy ever in Broncos history? That is Brandon McManus.
Or Jake Plummer.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
Jake Plummer's up there. Brandon McManus.
He is up there.
You know who else is up there? Sorry, dude. I totally just destroy your theory here that you were trying to go somewhere with.
I'll stand toe-to-toe with you about Brandon McManus.
Matt Prater's up there. Matt Prater is definitely up there.
That's a whole different category.
If we're going there, Aaron Brewer's the most interesting guy of all time.
That's actually not what I meant by that.
That's interesting for the wrong reasons, though.
You went down that road.
Okay, I see how you got there.
Nobody's
going to
top Aaron Brewer in the history of Broncodom in that category.
I got some videos.
I'm talking more just Brandon McManus. Just roll with me on this. He had an interesting week, really interesting week. And a reminder, Jake Plummer, who more or less gave up $5 million to play handball.
Right.
That is amazingly true. Will join us in studio tomorrow, along with Brandon Stokely, as we'll be having a Combine Summit. We'll be watching the Combine with you, so you can hear our reaction to the Combine as it's happening, as they feature quarterbacks and wide receivers. Can't wait for that. That's tomorrow between 5 and 6:30. But yeah, Brandon McManus, what a week he had. Details next.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.